Since the first Northside House tour in 1990, this near-downtown community has evolved considerably into a vibrant, eclectic, and diverse neighborhood with a destination business district, farmers market, and many more cultural events throughout the year. We're talking about Northside, of course, and here to talk about this year's Northside House tour are the co-chairs, Sandy Hamilton. Welcome, Sandy.
Hi, Robin.
And Carolyn Guchar.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having us.
Now, the first tour was in 1990. You've been at this a while, and you moved from an annual event to every other year.
Right.
How did it come to be initially?
Well, there was a real interest in getting people to see the neighborhood beyond what they would see driving on Hamilton Avenue, which at that point in time was definitely not what it is now. There was a lot of renovation and restoration work going on in the homes. So the concept was to get people to think about Northside as a place to live and buy a home. And it's been very successful in that regard.
How many homes are on the tour?
We have 11 homes and one church.
Which church are you featuring this year?
St. Boniface.
Can you describe some of the homes, some of the destinations, any little anecdotes or stories or special features about them? Do they run a gamut of architectural styles or periods?
Yes, and that's something that we consciously try to do. We like to showcase the variety of architectural styles and sizes and even locations. So this year's tour is going to cover a lot of territory in the neighborhood, and it will give people the opportunity to see parts of the neighborhood that they might not have ever seen before. A lot of the homes will be late 1800s through 19-teens, some very small houses like two-bedroom, and some that are larger, more like a four-bedroom, it might even be some five-bedroom homes. Second Empire, Italianate, Queen Anne, Colonial Revival, a lot of the homes built in this period were eclectic so that they may combine several different styles of architecture, but might be predominantly one style.
So there are 11 destinations?
11 homes, one church.
Plus the church. So you've got 12 stops on the tour. Where does the tour start?
The ticket point is the McKee Recreation Center on Chase Avenue.
So everyone can park there?
Yes, to run in to either redeem their vouchers or to purchase tickets.
So you can purchase tickets ahead of time?
Yes, you can. You can do that either online on our website or at one of our ticket sales locations.
Do you have a shuttle service or any other transportation for between the homes? I'm not sure if it's walkable or not.
It isn't really walkable this year. However, we do have two shuttles, or the people can choose to drive.
And certainly, we try to have clusters of homes so that parts of the tour will be very walkable. And the 2012 tour, we had people walk the entire tour, and it was really involved a lot of territory also in the neighborhood. But this one is probably a much longer tour route.
Are all ages? Is it a stroller-friendly event?
It's really more an event for adults. We certainly have had people bring children, but it's not really geared for children. And I think people really enjoy talking to the homeowners and getting ideas. I always come away from a tour with ideas.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. Are the homeowners on site during the
tour?
Yes. I think that's a plus.
Yeah, it really is. It helps to get to know folks who live in the neighborhood, whether you also, as a tour goer, live in the neighborhood, or you're thinking about Northside as a place where you might like to live, or you just like to go on house tours. It makes the tour really approachable.
Now, there's another feature of the house tour. You have a really fun commemorative poster for this year. Is it available for purchase?
Yes, and we have a really great graphic designer, Alan Hopfensperger. He thought it might be nice to have sort of a period kind of a style to the design. So the typeface looks like old letterpress type, and she has line drawings. There is a child's playhouse in a little red wagon in the poster being pulled by a dog.
Of course.
Yes. And the dog is kind of a groovy fellow. Wearing a hat.
So these posters are available for sale at McKee?
Yes.
On the day of the tour?
Correct.
Yeah. It's a great event. It happens only every other year. So if you don't catch it this year, you've got to wait till 2016.
Right. But in the odd number of years, you could go on our fall porch tour. There are horse-drawn carriages that go along a route that is lit by luminaria. And there are people who are architects or are knowledgeable about architecture who talk to you about the architecture of the buildings that you pass along the route.
Well, I've been speaking with Sandy Hamilton and Carolyn Guchar with the Northside House Tour. It takes place this Sunday, folks, September 28th, from noon until 5 p.m. For more information about the tour, please visit our website. You'll also see an image of that poster we've been describing, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Carey-Allgaier.